What is the purpose for the birth of Jesus Christ? As Christians prepare to celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus Christ, we need to understand that His birth represents both the fulfillment of prophecy and the beginning of the end of the sin pandemic that has infected and killed every human being ever born since Adam and Eve in the beginning of time. The birth of Jesus Christ made possible the vaccine of salvation from sin and eternal death through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. And we will discuss this in today's podcast, The Genesis of Christmas.
You are listening to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry podcast. The mission of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry is to encourage Christians and non-believers to study the foundational principles in the Bible to be able to know what you believe and why you believe it. Our mission is to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ and to become more effective witnesses and save souls for Christ. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. And now, we have Dr. Ben Pennington, founder and president of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry.
Welcome everyone to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry, Jesus in Genesis podcast. My name is Dr. Ben Pennington, and I am so glad that you are with us today. Please tell a friend and please share this podcast. Our mission is to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ and to become effective witnesses and save souls for Christ. That's Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. We want you to study, to show yourself approved by God. We want you to always be ready to give a defense and a reason to anyone who asks about the hope that is within you. We want you to know what you believe, and we want you to know why you believe it. Our ministry podcasts are covering lessons on foundational biblical doctrines and principles in the Bible, from the doctrine of creation in Genesis to the return of Christ in the book of Revelation. We broadcast each Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on eternallifetv.com. And you can subscribe and access all of our broadcasts, podcasts, and Bible lessons on our Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry website at www.foundationalbtm.org. Our Bible lesson podcasts are also available on your favorite podcast stations, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. And we've titled this special podcast, The Genesis of Christmas. As we think about the birth of Christmas and the birth of Jesus Christ, we need to remember that Jesus Christ was, Jesus Christ is, and Jesus Christ will always be. Jesus Christ is eternal. Jesus Christ is everlasting. Jesus Christ was there in the beginning. Jesus Christ did not begin as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Let me run it by you one more time. Jesus Christ did not begin as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Jesus Christ is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Let's look at Colossians 1:15. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created by Jesus Christ and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Jesus Christ is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. So Jesus Christ is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Jesus Christ became flesh and dwelt among us to reconcile mankind in our fallen, woeful, sinful condition back to him for eternity. 1 John 3:8 says, everyone who practices sin is the child of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God, talking about Jesus Christ, was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. So let's look at the events that caused mankind to sin against God and caused for us to have a need for a Savior to be born that would reconcile us back to God. Go with me to Job 38:4-7. And this is when God created the angels before he created the physical universe. Job 38:4-7 says, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth, when the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy?" So what am I saying? I'm saying angels existed prior to the creation of the physical universe. Angels existed and were created before mankind. Satan began, by the way, as an anointed angel in heaven. Let me share with you a scripture to back that up. Isaiah 14:12-15 says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of dawn. You are cut down to earth, helpless and on your back. You said to yourself, 'I will climb up to the heaven above God's stars. I will raise my throne. I will sit on the mount of the assembly on the heights of Zephon. I will go up to the cloud tops. I'll be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit.'" Check out the five I wills of Satan. Satan rebelled against God in heaven and was expelled to earth. Satan was likely the highest of all angels, the anointed cherub, the most beautiful of all of God's creation. But he was not content with his position. He wanted more. Instead, Satan desired to be God. To essentially, his plan was to kick God off of his throne and to take over the rule of the universe. Satan wanted to be God. This is the first sin mentioned in the Bible, since this sin took place before the world was formed. Let me say that one more time. The sin of Satan is the first sin mentioned in Scripture, since this sin took place before Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, before the world was formed. Satan wanted to be God. Satan rebelled against God in heaven and was kicked out. He was expelled to earth. And that's how he ended up in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3. Jesus Christ confirms the Isaiah scripture concerning Satan being expelled from heaven in Luke 10:18. Luke 10:18, Jesus Christ said, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning." Boom. Satan was forcefully defeated and expelled from heaven like a flash of lightning. Satan failed in heaven. Satan failed in his attempt to be God. He was expelled to earth, and Satan entered the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve in Genesis 3. And God had created mankind without sin, and mankind had access to the tree of life, and mankind would live for eternity with God. In the Garden of Eden, when God created mankind, there was no sin, no sickness, no pandemics, no plagues, no death, no pain, no sorrow, and no suffering. Satan tempted Adam and Eve to sin against God and eat the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Satan told Eve that if she ate the fruit, she would be like God, knowing good and evil. Death entered the world through the sin of Adam and Eve, and as a result, all mankind since Adam and Eve have been infected with the pandemic of sin. Everyone has died from the pandemic of sin since the beginning of time, starting with Adam and Eve. We are all born in sin, and we will all suffer death unless we are saved and present when Christ returns. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all because all have sinned." But God promised that a child of a woman would destroy the works of Satan and would reconcile sinful mankind back to God. God's judgment and punishment of Satan and his promise of Jesus the Messiah is stated in Genesis 3:15, where it says, "And I will put enmity," which is conflict, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed, and her seed shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The real reason why we celebrate Christmas, let's talk about that. This prophecy that's stated as a punishment for Satan corrupting mankind, that a child would be born that would bruise the head of Satan and destroy his works. For this to happen, a person would be born of a woman that would defeat a spiritual being that was created before the world was formed. Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day to accomplish this awesome task. Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 24:44, the resurrected Jesus Christ on the road to Emmaus was explaining the prophecies written about him in the Old Testament. And he said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." So what am I saying? Jesus Christ stated that the entire Old Testament were his words and was written about him. Anytime Jesus Christ refers to the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, he's talking about the entire Old Testament. They're his words. They were written about him. Let's take a look at a few of the Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The book of Genesis states that the Messiah would be born of a woman from the descendant line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would come from the tribe of Judah. The prophet Micah stated that Jesus Christ, or the Messiah, would be born in Bethlehem. The prophet Isaiah said that the Messiah would be born of a virgin and would be called Emmanuel, or God with us. The prophet Samuel stated that the Messiah would inherit King David's throne. The prophet Daniel and the psalmist state that the Messiah's throne would be everlasting. It would not have an end. But possibly the most familiar prophecy and passage of scripture concerning Jesus Christ and Christmas is found in Isaiah 9:6. So let's go there for a moment. Isaiah 9:6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The Christmas Day birth of Jesus Christ represents the fulfillment of prophecy through 62 generations. Just think about that for a minute. 62 generations of prophecy. Genesis 5 discusses the 10 generations from Adam, which was the first man created, to Noah. Genesis 11, verses 10 through 26, discusses the 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. So if you put that together, from Genesis 5 to Genesis 11, 10 through 26, there were 20 generations from Adam to Abraham. Matthew 1:17 discusses 42 generations from Abraham to Jesus Christ. So when we total these three scriptures together, we have 62 generations from Adam to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the long-awaited Messiah, was born in the fullness of time. He is truly an on-time God. Let's look at Romans 5. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because we all have sinned." And Romans 5:19 says, "For just as by one man's disobedience," talking about Adam, "for just as by Adam's disobedience, many were made sinner, so by one man's obedience," as Jesus Christ, "the many will be made righteous." So what am I saying? Romans 5:19 is saying we're all sinners because of Adam's disobedience. And all of us who accept Jesus Christ will be made righteous through his obedience. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever," and I pray that you are a whosoever, "for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God gave us Jesus Christ as a Christmas present. The blood of Jesus Christ is the vaccine that cures us from the pandemic death sentence brought on by Satan's schemes against Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The blood of Jesus Christ gives all believers salvation from sin and eternal life. We have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Jesus Christ is the best Christmas present we will ever receive. The unfinished business concerning the final destruction of Satan will take place upon the return of Jesus Christ." Because as we look at today, yes, Jesus Christ was born to free us from sin, to reconcile us back to mankind. But I have news for you. Sin is still rampant and crazy and running through this world. But there will be a final disposition. The final unfinished business will take place in the book of Revelation. If you look at Revelation, Revelation 20:10 says that the devil will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone along with the beast and the false prophet and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So there is a final disposition to Satan. He's still running around now, even though Jesus Christ has been born. And if you think about this, there's a heavyweight fight between good and evil, between Christ and Satan. Round one, Satan lost in heaven. When he wanted to be God, he was defeated and thrown out like a flash of lightning and ended up on earth. That was round one. Round two, Jesus Christ was born, and then Jesus Christ died on the cross and had a victory over Satan for all. And now the final disposition of Satan will take place in Revelation 20:10. Let me say that one more time. Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone along with the beast and the false prophet and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Thank you, Lord. So I have a question for all believers. What is the responsibility of all Christians as we await the return of Jesus Christ in our COVID-19 pandemic world that we live in today? Romans talks about that, Romans 12:2. It tells us all, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." Let me run that one more time. Romans 12:2. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may discern what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Do not be conformed to this world. We must stand up for Christ. We must stand up for Christ. We need to trust God in the midst of our struggles. "My God shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." God will never leave us or forsake us. Merry Christmas. And that's our Bible Lesson podcast for today, the Genesis of Christmas. Let's keep reflecting on the real reason for celebrating Christmas. If you are not saved, I'm offering the best Christmas present you can ever receive, salvation and eternal life through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9-11 says, "If you will confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever believes on the name of the Lord will not be put to shame." So, if you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today, please repeat this prayer of salvation. "Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the grave. I'm asking for salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. I pray that you create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. I pray that I will lead a new life and that I will glorify and honor you daily. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you. Amen." If you prayed that prayer of salvation, welcome to the body of Christ. There's work to be done. Let's talk about the next steps now that you are saved. Please visit our website at www.foundationalbtm.org and click on the Salvation tab. Read the information on salvation and the next steps after salvation, for there is more work to be done. Number one, read your Bible and pray daily. Join the church where Jesus Christ is being preached. Regularly attend worship services and Bible study, and ask your church to assign an experienced member to mentor and disciple you, and be baptized to publicly confess the spiritual change that has taken place in your life. Welcome to the body of Christ. And if you have any questions, please send me an email at Dr. Ben, that's D-R-B-E-N, Dr. Ben at foundationalbtm.org. Why? Because I want you to know what you believe, and I want you to know why you believe it.
If you want additional information on today's podcast topic, feel free to visit our website at www.foundationalbtm.org and access Bible lessons and broadcasts that accompanies today's podcast topic. We upload new broadcasts, podcasts, and Bible lessons regularly. If you would like to be notified when new materials have been uploaded, just click on the subscribe tab on our website. We are a viewer and listener-supported ministry. If you feel that these podcast Bible lessons are making a difference, and if you want to see the work of our ministry continue, we are asking that you make a tax-free donation of any amount. We have two ways that you can give to our ministry. You can make your donation online by visiting our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. That's foundationalbtm.org, and click on our donation tab. You can also write a check made payable to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry, P.O. Box 1712, Austell, Georgia 30168. You will be a blessing to us so we can continue to be a blessing to others. Your generous contribution will be greatly appreciated and will help us continue the work of the ministry. And now, back to Dr. Ben.
There are three ways that you can give to support the ongoing work of this ministry. Please visit our website at www.foundationalbtm.org and click on the donation tab and make a tax-free donation of any amount. And you will be blessed and you will be a blessing to others. You can also make a Cash App donation to our ministry at Dr. Ben Pennington, or you could mail a check made payable to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry, Post Office Box 1712, that's P.O. Box 1712, Austell, Georgia 30168. Let's give a preview of our next podcast. We will continue our chapter-by-chapter study of the book of Genesis in our next podcast. We will continue in Genesis chapter 28 after Jacob has received Esau's birthright blessing and is being sent away from Isaac's home because his brother Esau seeks to kill him. He is being sent to his mother's father's home where he is to take a wife from one of the daughters of Laban, his mother's brother. As Jacob was traveling on this journey, he rested at Bethel, where he had a dream. He dreamed that there was a ladder or a staircase set up on earth, and the top of it was reaching up to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And he saw the Lord standing on it and saying, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac, and I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying." So I have a few questions. As we prepare to study Genesis 28 and 29, will Jacob escape from his brother Esau's murderous plan to kill him? Will Jacob be obedient to his father, like his father Isaac had been to Abraham, and not marry a Canaanite or ungodly woman? What is the ladder or staircase leading up to heaven? What is the blessing of Abraham? Why did Isaac want the blessing of Abraham to be given to Jacob? Why did the Lord also promise the blessing of Abraham to Jacob? I'm glad you asked. We will answer these questions and other questions from Scripture in our upcoming podcast, which we've titled Genesis 28 and 29, Jacob and the Blessing of Abraham. This is Dr. Ben, signing off for now. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.